What's up, guys? It's Ross. I hope everybody's having an amazing day today. I'm having an amazing day today. I was just eating some keto ice cream. But anyways, what I wanted to talk to you guys today about is how to burn body fat. I think a lot of people are confused about this, or you know, maybe you've been doing a diet for a while and you've lost the first 10, 15, 20 pounds on the diet and you've hit a plateau and you just don't know where to go next. I am about to help you guys with that. Basically, when it comes to fat loss, there's one thing that people usually overlook, and they usually just get in the calorie deficit and think they're good, but there could be other things that are blocking you. The major one is a fat blocking hormone that that prevents your body from burning its body fat, and that's when your insulin spikes. Your body cannot burn body fat, guys, when your insulin is spiked. So you need to get your insulin levels under control. And you have to also look into what spikes insulin. You have to understand, you know, what type of food you should be eating to be able to keep your insulin levels low. And so let's get into a little bit of what does spike insulin. What spikes insulin is sugars. So whatever you're eating as far as foods that have sugars in it, even if it's just something that tastes sweet, you know, if you get a zero calorie, zero carb energy drink like a Monster, you know, the Monster Zeros, that's still going to spike your insulin, guys, because your taste buds have sensors. And when your taste buds get something sweet in its mouth, it's going to send those sensors are going to go off and tell your brain that you're having some kind of sugary item. And that's going to, your brain's going to send signals to have your insulin get spiked. You guys are not going to be burning body fat if your insulin is up. So you need to figure, you know, you need to get that under control, first off, and then stay away from all the sugary foods, guys. You really want to make sure you stay away from the sugary foods. And that's why low-carb diets work so good for so many people, because when they get on a low-carb diet, you know, when you consume carbs, that all gets turned into, you know, those carbs get turned into sugars. It gets turned into glucose and gets stored as body, it gets stored, the sugar gets stored in the liver. And so when that happens, it's, you know, when you're consuming those carbs like that, you're still going to be storing, you know, you're going to be bringing sugars into your body, which is going to be spiking your insulin. So it's a lot easier to keep your insulin levels lower on a low carb diet. And there's so many benefits there's really a lot of downsides to having high insulin levels. I mean, it can lead to a lot of bad things. It can lead to heart disease, diabetes, a fatty liver, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And, you know, when you finally get to a point where you can control your insulin levels in your body, there's going to be a ton of benefits to that, guys. It's going to be reduced belly fat, reduced bloating, reduced stress levels. When you if you have insulin resistance and you eat a real high carb meal, your stress level comes down after a while. And that's not a good thing to have. You need to teach your body to run more off of the fats that it needs. Fats and proteins are the only essential amino acids that your body needs. Your body does not need carbs. So that's a myth. High insulin can lead to worse eyesight, brain fog. So you might have improved eyesight. You might have more mental clarity when you get your insulin level under control. There's a ton of stuff, guys. Just some simple ways that you guys can be doing to be able to keep your insulin levels down. And that's by cutting carbs. Cutting carbs is probably the biggest one I would recommend. Also, avoid proteins and sugars together. So what I mean by that is avoid like all the breaded meats, like breaded chicken. When you go to like a Chinese restaurant and get like a sweet and sour chicken, it's got like the breading on it. Avoid that stuff, guys, because with those two together, that is potent and that definitely spikes your insulin levels big time. You want to have fattier meats. If you eat really lean meat, if you go buy some hamburger and you buy the 93% lean, The good thing about fat is what it does is it actually buffers your insulin spiking. So, you know, if you consume a real high fat meal, even if there is a little bit of carbs or a little bit of sugars in that, that fat's going to kind of buffer the spiking. So, I mean, that's really, it's really going to help having some of the fattier meats. Also, excess protein. You know, I've always pushed about a half gram of protein per lean pound of body weight that you have. So, you know, for me, I only consume about 60 to 80 grams of protein per day, which for a lot of people is pretty low. You know, I've heard a gram and a half of protein per pound of body weight you have, which to me, that's just ridiculous. It's super hard on your liver, guys. And you just don't need that much to be able to sustain and to build muscle. You don't need that much. And when you have too much protein, the reason I stress this as far as insulin levels is that protein goes through a process where it gets turned into glucose and it's going to get stored as sugars, and that's going to spike your insulin just as much. Also, MSGs. Stay away from MSGs. MSGs are found, it's a preservative, and it's found in like fast food meals, you know, like a McDonald's chicken, McDonald's hamburger. If you go and you buy like a prepackaged meal from the store, those are all going to have MSGs in it. And MSGs spike your insulin 200% more than if you didn't consume MSGs. So really watch MSGs. Really just try to consume whole foods in your diet. Don't have a whole lot of processed stuff. Also stress. The more stress you have, the higher, you know, when you eat something or you binge eat or whatever it is, that's going to spike your insulin more. So you really want to try getting your mental state. You know, it's so important to have a good mental state when you're on a diet, you know, because if you're not in the right place, you're probably going to fall in. It's just like with anything. It's like if you're trying to get off drugs, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to whatever it is you're trying to do, it just helps to have a better mental state. And also too frequent of meals. That's why I always push intermittent fasting so much, because it's so important, guys. It's so important to eat during a certain window, because, you know, a lot of people say 4 to 5 meals a day, which I think for some body types can work probably. But if you're trying to burn body fat, this is what this is about. If you're trying to burn body fat and get lean, you don't want to be eating all the time, because, you know, some people say that it'll raise your metabolism, so you're going to be burning more. You will be burning more, but you're going to be consuming more, and your insulin levels are going to be spiked. And for burning body fat, we do not want that, guys. We don't want that. So, sorry, there's my phone going off. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. When it comes to burning body fat, the main thing that people overlook, you know, they think that if you're just in a calorie deficit, and yes, that's true, you have to be in a calorie deficit to burn body fat, but it also comes down to eating the right foods and just, you know, watching your insulin levels. Some people have insulin resistance, which basically means that your insulin levels spike 7 to 8 times higher and more often than people that don't have insulin resistance, which is also a bad thing. And it's just something that needs to be worked on. There's food. And I mean, you can Google all this stuff to find this information for yourself. There's foods that can help bring your insulin levels down. I know avocados are really good. I know like berries are really good. Honey is really good. And some of these foods do contain sugars, but it's the right kind of sugars that you want every now and then. You know, everything's good in moderation. So anyways, guys, I'm going to end this real quick. I'm about to go to the gym and work out. But I hope this offered you guys, I hope this provided you guys some value. I'm going to keep putting out these videos just like this to help you guys. So if you guys do like this, message me on Instagram @_RossHyatt_. That's @_RossHyatt_. And let me know if you liked it, and I'll just keep pumping out more content like this. So have a great day, guys, and I'll be talking to you soon.